This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. Speaking of putting some things on pause, during the pandemic, many drivers turned off their Lyft and Uber apps because they were worried about catching COVID-19, or there just weren't enough rides to make it worth their time. But now those ride-hailing companies say they have a driver shortage problem. Both announced this week a stimulus they hope will get drivers to log back in and end complaints of long wait times from riders. Marketplace's Andy Euler has more.
Uber and Lyft are putting up some cash to get drivers back behind the wheel. One longtime ride-hail driver in Austin told me that Lyft is giving him $300 extra just to give 20 trips this week. And Uber gave him $100 just for giving three rides. Harry Campbell, founder of the website The Rideshare Guy, says monetary incentives are a key part of the playbook.
When I myself first signed up to drive for Uber in 2014, they gave me a $500 bonus payment after just one ride, my first ride.
But he says drivers should recognize that these incentives are a short-term deal and could, in the long run, actually end up hurting their earnings.
In a weird way, the more these companies pay, the more bonuses they offer, the more drivers they get onto the road, the more flooded the streets are with Uber and Lyft drivers, and then that actually brings down your average earnings as a driver.
He says as long as drivers are classified as independent contractors and not employees, the companies are fine with that. The drivers facing stiffer competition, not so much. But it's not certain the incentives will get more drivers on the road. Many gig workers still fear for their health as they drive passengers around, and some found other ways to make ends meet. Brandon Sellers is with the ride-hail analytics company Gridwise.
Our data shows that driver activity is actually slightly decreasing, and a lot of that is to do with you have actual, you know, stimulus checks and drivers are still, a lot of drivers are still able to get unemployment.
He says a lot of drivers think it's safer to do grocery and food delivery, so it's not yet worth it to get back to driving people around. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.